Chazar Zechinus Bachat Chushakim Fem Yehudim Sechdo Shon and Daf Lama Dalad. Zok Tamar, Brisa brings the source for the order of the shofar blowings from a different pasuk regarding the blowing in the desert. The pasuk says, Uskatam Trua, which means that a tekia and then a trua must be blown. Uskatam Trua. The Brisa says, maybe the pasuk means that only a trua is blown. The pasuk later says that when the kol is gathered, they gather tiskru veloisariu. There should only be a tekia. This means that otherwise it's a tekia and a trua. The pasuk of Uskatam Trua also teaches that the tekia comes before the trua. The pasuk of Trua Yisku teaches that the trua is followed by a tekia as well. Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosef Rechem Breker says, we learn from the pasuk of Uskatem Trua Shenis. This teaches that the tekia is always secondary, meaning after a trua as well. The Raisa asks, how do we know that this applies to the blowing of Rosh Hashanah as well? Marisa, we have Gzeir Shav on the word trua, which teaches that these rules of the blowing in the desert apply to Rosh Hashanah as well. The Raisa says, based on the three psukim that mention trua, Vata Shoifa Trua, Shabbat Asun Zichon Trua, and Yom Trua, there must be three truas. Based on the fact that each trua needs a tekia before and after, the result is that there are three truas and six tekias that are blown. The Raisa says, the sets of blowings based on the psukim of Avata Shoifa Trua and Shabbos and Zichon Trua are deraisa, whereas the set of blowing of Yom Trua Yilachem is only derabanan because the pasuk is needed for the Gzeir Shava and therefore really not available to teach the drasha of an additional set of blowing. Rabbi Shmuel Nachman and Rabbi Yonison says, only the blows learned from Avata Shoifa Trua are deraisa, whereas the blows learned from Shabbos and Zichon Trua, which is really needed to teach the Gzeir Shava, and the Yom Trua Yilachem, which is needed to teach that the mitzvah of Shofar only applies by day and not by night, are therefore only derabbanan because they're not available for this other drasha. Talking about the Tanna Kamma learns the requirement of day that's only biyoyim from the pasuk of biyoyim hakipurim. In fact, if he anyway has to come on to the blowing of Yovel, why can't he learn out from Yovel that the Trua has to be preceded by and followed by a tekiah, just like the earlier Brisa did? Mar says, the time of this Brisa holds that the words Vavarta and Taviru don't refer to tekiahs. He dashes these words like Rav Masna, who learns that Vavarta teaches that the shofar should be blown in the way that it grows from the animal's head, and Taviru teaches that the shofar should be carried in the hand. The other time is that we can learn two things from Vavarta and through Gzeir Shava, learns that Taviru refers to a blowing sound, not a method of carrying the shofar. In fact, if we learn the blowing of Rosh Hashanah from the blowing in the Midbar, we should say that in Rosh Hashanah, trumpet should be used for blowing, because that's what was used in the Midbar. Mar says, the pasuk says, Tiku b'chaydo shofar b'keselim chagenu. This is the first Rosh Hashanah, and since it says, because the Yom Tov where the moon is covered, which is Rosh Hashanah, the pasuk says, shofar, the shofar has to be used. Zok to Gemara, Revau instituted that one should blow a tekiah, three shavarim, a teruah, and another tekiah. He did this because he was unsure whether the teruah are very short sounds or a bit longer. Therefore, he blew both. For the Akhmar, if the proper sound is the longer shvarim, then the short sound causes separation between the proper sound and the tekiah. The same problem is this: if the very short sounds are the proper sounds, the shvarim is a hefsik. Mar says they would afterwards blow a set of tekiah, shvarim, tekiah, and a set of tekiah, trua, tekiah. But if so, what did Ravo institute? Since in any case, the proper sound was blown without his combination, Mar says he also thought that it's possible that the trua sound needs to be the shvarim and the trua together. If so, why didn't he also require a set of tekiah, trua, shvarim, tekiah in that order? Mar says no, because when a person cries, typically begins as like longer krechtsen and then escalates to shorter sobs. Therefore, this is the way that the shofar has to be sounded as well. The Mishnah said, "Talk about Yishanu Moshe Pashniyek Shtayim." Rabbi Yechanan said, "If one heard the nine shofar sounds spread out over 9 hours of the day, he's yoitza." Brisa says this as well. In fact, we find that Rabbi Yechanan said in the name of Shimon ben Yoitzadok that a pause in the middle of reading Megillah or Hallel that's long enough to complete the whole Megillah or the whole Hallel would require one to have to begin reading from the beginning again. So the same thing as you would shofar. I said Rabbi Yechanan's own view was different than that of his Rebbe. That even what he said in the name of Rabbi Shimon Yitzchak, that was different than what his own view. In fact, we find that Rabbi Avoh once paused in the middle of Shema because he was walking past a smelly place, and he asked Rabbi Yechon whether he may continue once he passed the place. Rabbi Yechon told him, if you pause long enough to complete the entire Shema, you have to start again from the beginning. So you see, Rabbi Yechon says that a pause is a problem. Instead, Rabbi Yechon was saying, I hold that you don't even have to stop saying Shema altogether. And even if you did, there's no issue with you continuing. But you obviously feel that there's an issue because you asked, so I'm going to tell you, according to you, that you have this issue. If you pause for long enough that you finish the whole Shema, then you have to start again from the beginning. Zok to Gemara, Braisa says, the blowings and the additional brachas of a fast day are not essential to each other. One can be done without the other. The blowings and additional brachas of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are essential to each other. Rabbi explains, Hashem says, on Rosh Hashanah say Malchias, to accept my kingship, Zechroinus, that I remember you favorably, and Shofars, that this should all be done with a Shofar. The Mishnah said, Mishabech v'achachach nesman aloi Shofar v'chulu. Zok Gemara, this seems to say that if one does have a Shofar, it should be heard along with the brachas, even for one davening by himself. So Rav Papa Shmuel was once davening privately in Rosh Hashanah, and he told the attendant, "When I signal to you, a milah ma'ishmona esrei blow the shofar." Rava told him, "The shofar is to be blown in milah shmona esrei only when you're davening with a minyan." A brayta says this as well. The brayta says the blowing is only done in shmona esrei when davening with a minyan. The brayta then says, if one has a choice to go somewhere where there's a shofar but no davening, or to go to a place where there's davening with no shofar, you should go to the place where there's a shofar. In fact, it seems obvious, shofar is the brayta, davening is only the rabbanon. Mar says the brayta is saying that once you go to a place where there is even a possibility to hear the shofar, rather than go to a place where there's absolutely certain that'll hear davening. According to you, why did the people daven at all before the Shliach Tzibur? Because since he'll be mighty to them, he said, this is done to allow the Chazan time to prepare his tefillah. Rabbi then said, according to you, why does the Shliach Tzibur daven aloud altogether? They said, this is done to be mighty to the people who don't know how to daven. Rabbi said, the same way he's mighty to them, he's mighty to all the other people as well. Rabbi Bachanan and Yechanan said the Rabbanan changed their view to that of Rabbi Gamliel. Rav said it's still machleik to the Rabbanan and Rabbi Gamliel. Rav Chiya, the son of Rabbi Bachanan, said that Rabbi Bachanan said that Rish Lakish argued Rabbi Yechanan held like Rav. Rabbi Chanan Tzipira said Rabbi Yechanan passed like Rabbi Gamliel, which would mean that he held it was still machleikis. Rabbi Abba explained Rabbi Yechanan said that they agreed regarding the brachas of Rosh Hashanah and Kippur of Yovel. However, even Rabbi Yechanan said they still argue regarding the other tefillos of the year. Rabbi Chanan Bar Tzipora said Rabbi Yechanan passed like Rabbi Gamliel regarding the brachas of Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. So Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak said Rabbi Yechanan meant that Rabbi Meir agreed with Rabbi Gamliel, but even Rabbi Yechanan agreed that the Rabbanan still argue with Rabbi Gamliel. In fact, we find the Brisa where Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan clearly argue whether the Chazan can be mitzvah to others with the tefillos of Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. Why are the tefillos of Rosh Hashanah and Kippur treated differently than the tefillos of the rest of the year? But I said these tefillos are difficult to remember, and therefore many people don't know how to say them on their own.